So this poem, Aniki Niso Nape wa Kapikiskwetsik, Two Men Talking. I wrote this poem for my dad and for Harold Cardinal. They shared a hospital room as both of them were in their last months. They were both admitted to the Misericordia emergency in May 2005, and then they were placed in the same room. And I didn't know that my dad was sharing a room with Harold Cardinal, but I was in my second year of teaching Native Studies at the U of A, and I was using Dr. Cardinal's book, The Unjust Society, in my classes. So one day my mom and I were sitting at the foot of my dad's bed, and they wheeled a man in next to my father, and the nurses pulled the curtain around, and my mom said to me, he must be an Aboriginal man because they're calling him Mr. Cardinal. So I listened a little more closely, and I heard the nurse say, Harold, are you comfortable now? And then I realized that this was Dr. Harold Cardinal. And I said to my mom, you wouldn't believe who that is. So I went out into the hallway and talked to his sisters just to confirm that that's who he was. And yes, that's who he was. So they shared the hospital room for a few weeks. My dad was dying from ALS and Harold Cardinal was dying from lung cancer. About a week or so after that, I got a call and my dad, it appeared that my dad was maybe in his last hours, but it just turned out that his breathing was out of synchronicity because of the muscles had atrophied. So we all went there and he was given a sedative and then he settled down and his breathing all came back. So about 3 weeks later, Dr. Cardinal passed away. And then my mom didn't relay that to my dad. But about 2 weeks later, my dad wanted to know what happened. But my dad, because he had ALS, he couldn't speak. In the last 10 months of his life, he wasn't able to speak. So we had these two devices to help us communicate. One was a word board with all the words that we use, like our names and coffee and water and washroom and medications. And the other board had letters on it. So my mom and my sister were there, and so my dad made a motion that he wanted to communicate. And the system was, because he couldn't even shake his head or talk, so one blink of his eyes would be no and two blinks would be yes. So they started with the letter board, and he spelled out the words. They would point to each letter, and he would blink once or twice, yes, no. And they got the letters C-A-R-D-I out. But my mom and my sister couldn't figure it out, and my dad got tired and a bit frustrated, so they stopped. And about a half an hour later, they started up again. And this time, using the blinks, yes and no, they spelled out I-N-D-I. And then my sister realized what my dad was asking. She put together she said, Indian, oh, Cardinal, you want to know what happened to Mr. Cardinal? So my mom told my dad that Dr. Cardinal had passed away a few weeks previously. And then somehow, really through superhuman effort and the importance of the story, my father communicated to my sister and my mom that when we had first thought we were losing my dad, when his breathing was all out of synchronicity, in the middle of the night, my dad woke up and heard Dr. Cardinal and a family member praying for our family in Cree. So my dad heard that and he understood it because my dad was fluent in bilingual in English and Cree, and so was Dr. Harold Cardinal. What's sad about it is because my dad couldn't speak, they couldn't have a conversation with each other. And that's where this poem comes from.